Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 10 of The Struggle with Tanisha and Ryan. This is our final episode of the semester, so you're in for a treat. This week's episode is brought to you by NatureBox, which is, have you guys heard of NatureBox?
No.
No.
No. You literally, you pick your plan, you sign up, you pick snacks, and this place sends you snacks so as often as you want, so you can pick your plan. And there's like different nuts and walnuts and cashews and different flavors, so looks
pretty
sweet.
What do you mean you pick your plan?
You choose the number of snacks and delivery frequency that's right for you.
It's a good way to read that off the website. I'm on there too.
I read it right off the website. So naturebox.com. Check it out. Servings. Yeah. So this week's episode is going to be about graduation and future plans because it's about that time. We have one semester left until we're graduating. And we have Josh Kerr and Michael Consomanis back on the podcast. They were on our fitness episode. And welcome back, guys.
Did you say that right?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
What's up?
Pleasure to be here.
What's up, world?
That's all you got to say?
I enjoy being
Apparently
here.
Apparently, that is all they have to say.
All right.
I'm glad to be back. It's a great show.
Oh, well, love being back.
Every episode.
It's one of my favorite places to be.
I know that's not true, so. But thanks for saying it.
Are you calling me a liar?
Yes.
Okay, so today we are talking about graduation, as Ryan said. How was your grade 12 grad? Do you guys remember? Mike, do you remember way back when?
I got kicked out because they caught me smoking weed.
When? Convocation?
2005.
Oh.
1991, class of 94.
That's it. It was
not
like
class of 94.
91 of and 94. How can you be in two classes?
He got held back.
3 years apart.
He got kicked out of grad in 91 for smoking weed, and then he had to go back in 94.
Oh, gotcha.
2005, actually.
What about you, Jake?
When were you smoking weed, though? Convocation?
Oh. It was... No,
safe
not convocation.
Grad?
Yeah, safe grad. The party after. At some hotel. I can't even remember the hotel.
Was it my bar?
It's too high.
No, it was a hotel.
Oh.
It was, like, fancy.
You've changed.
I know.
Jake, how was your grad?
My grad was fun. I was one of the grad coordinator things, but I was with two other people and they did all the work, so I just had the title.
Sweater vested.
It was really good.
You wore sweater vest to grad?
No. Sweater vesting is a term when you sweater vesting is a term when you dress up real nice and do no work, but since you look nice, you're the face of the franchise.
Okay.
So
what do you call it when you wear a sweater vest to grad?
I didn't wear a sweater. I wore a suit. So there's no term for that.
But, Mike, why are you laughing so hard? I want to know.
No, I love sweater vests.
yeah. So
Josh is notorious for sweater vesting. Actually, Ryan's taken a shining to it, too.
Yeah, that's
it's a real true. Thing. But my grad was fun. It was at the convocation was at a synagogue.
Did
a
you
big
go to
synagogue.
Jewish school?
Yep. I went to Jewish school.
Did you?
Yep. I'm a Jewish person.
What Jewish school did you go to?
It's called Gray Academy.
Gray Academy.
It's fun. It's cool. I like going there. It's fun.
Isn't that super nice, too? I feel like I drove into the school one time. Well, isn't it like off a street?
Probably didn't
somewhere?
Drive into the school.
You know what I mean, though? Isn't it like a drive-in kind of thing? Like you have to drive down this
Yeah,
driveway?
It's not really a driveway. You drive down a street, but there's not much else on the street.
Yeah.
It was fun. The party was at the Fairmont downtown.
Wow. Ritzy.
Okay.
Yeah, it was real nice. We were big spenders, and I was one of the ones who coordinated
big
it,
spenders.
Even though I didn't do it.
Weren't
anything.
You a valedictorian, too?
I was also, yes, I was the valedictorian. We had two valedictorians. We had an English one, a Hebrew one. I was the English one.
Nice. So there's people that only speak Hebrew there?
There are some Israelis who only speak Hebrew. However, the Hebrew valedictorian also spoke English.
Can you give us a little taste of your speech?
I can't. My speech was in English. I can't do mine in Hebrew. But I don't remember much of it. I talked about how being in school was like learning to cook.
Okay.
And I went through all these like steps in learning to cook. It was really deep. I reminded myself a lot of Tolstoy and Whitman and, you know, old authors.
Okay, well, I'm going to play this clip of this guy doing his valedictorian speech and tell us after if yours was like this.
We chose Georgia Tech because we want to do the impossible. And this school is equipped with the resources and faculty to help us do just that. And so, In the words of Sir Isaac Newton, if I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. Georgia Tech is proud of its many traditions, but the one I find most exciting is our tradition of excellence. Our mission as students is not to follow in the footsteps of the astronauts, Nobel Prize laureates, and president who graduated before us, but to exceed their footsteps. Crush the shoulders of the giants upon whom we stand. We here are all such innovative people, so I am telling you, if you want to change the world, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to build the Iron Man suit, you're at Georgia Tech. You can do that. If you want to play theme music during your convocation speech like a badass, we're at Georgia Tech. We can do that. I am doing that.
Oh, wow.
Mine was nothing like that.
Not even close?
Nope. Mine was, I made a couple people cry from laughing too hard because I took the comedy approach.
Nice. You're a comedian.
Oh, yeah. By the way. Yeah,
I'm a comedian. I do stand-up comedy.
I want to give you an on-air shout-out for how well you did at Cree Comedy.
Thank you. I appreciate
very funny.
That.
Very funny.
Thank you very
great.
Much.
Great.
It was good shit.
Thank you.
All right.
So
Nisha.
So is anybody going to ask me how my
graduation was? You just interrupted me asking you.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It was really good. I wore this coral dress. It was beautiful.
Is coral bluish or salmon colored?
Salmon.
Because I've heard of coral being blue.
No.
I'm looking this up.
Coral. Coral is pink, orange, red, yellow, all mixed together. But it costed $800, and I regret it slightly, but not really.
Did you keep it?
Yeah, I still have it.
Do you still wear it?
No.
Does it fit?
Excuse me?
That was rude, Ryan.
It's just a question.
Rude.
No answer.
Okay. Of course it fits.
Okay, good
no,
answer.
No, actually it doesn't fit.
Well, is there like, can girls rent dresses? Is that a thing? Because like I know a lot of my friends, we just rented.
Can you?
We rented our tuxes.
I don't think you can rent, because you have to get it altered. That's what made my dress so expensive. I paid $400 in alterations.
Jeez. Yeah, but, there's something that our school does. Like if you, after you graduate, you can like.
Donate it? Yeah. But then that person, I think, keeps it or re-donates it. So you don't rent it.
How many mistakes were made in that dress at the after party?
It's a horrible thing to say.
No, it's not.
I would never disrespect someone like that.
Yeah. But
where was your after party safe grad?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I don't know why people do safe grad after grad.
What do you mean?
Right? Like, because you have your hair done, you're wearing a big poofy dress. Why do you want to go to your safe grad? Safe grad should be on another weekend before grad. Or after grad.
Or like the next day?
No.
Why? I don't get it. Don't you want to get juiced after your convocation?
Yeah, but not at safe grad.
Why?
What's safe grad then? I thought safe grad was the party.
Yeah, it's where you go to get juiced safely.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
You safely get juiced. Okay, so 2 weekends before grad, we had safe grad and we went to this random barn in the middle of nowhere and we got a DJ and drinking games and stuff. So that was safe grad. We had the entire, I guess, Saturday to pre-party. Saturday night was safe grad, and then it ended at like 4 a.m, and then Sunday you have to recuperate. Mm. And then 2 weekends later, then you have grad, and then after grad, everybody gets drunk in like the hotel, but.
Mine wasn't like that.
You need to, like, could you imagine wearing this big poofy dress, your hair is all in curls with a million bobby pins, 600 weaves.
Well, that's part of it.
And then you have to go to safe grad.
I can't imagine having 600 weaves, I'm sorry. That's strictly your problem, I think.
And Mike's. Mike used to have long hair.
And then to have to change?
Well, for mine, I wasn't even 18 for my safe grad. And it was at the convention center, so it's not like I know the guy bartending or anything. It's
You weren't allowed to drink at safe grad?
Well, I made it happen. But I wasn't 18, so I had to sneak in alcohol, even though they like checked you.
You weren't allowed to smoke weed either.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Like, it doesn't stop you, but it just makes it harder. Like, I had to get a lot of people to buy me drinks and...
Like,
when my sister had safe grad, it was at the hockey rink by our school, and because it was during the summer, right? So there's no ice in it, and they just like got a DJ in the hockey rink.
And then the parents supervised, but you're allowed to drink.
Exactly.
Even if you're underage.
Yeah.
That's how ours was.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucked was because like we had to take buses there, and they didn't tell you where the location was. And I don't know who planned it, but they said they wanted to end at 4. So us being like minors, don't know how to drink, you get wasted at like 11.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's getting stretchered out at midnight.
By 4, you're like so dead. Yeah. So my dad came to safe grad. He ended up driving me home, but 4 o'clock is too late.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, enough of high school grad. We're reminiscing too much.
Seriously.
Okay, so what would be everyone's perfect job once we graduate?
I mean, I've already graduated.
Well, you have. Once you graduate creative communications, Mike, don't be a smartass. Mike, do you want to say what you've already graduated from, just so everyone knows?
An honors English degree that got me into another program, apparently.
An honored English degree.
His accent comes out.
Yeah. Okay, so what are your plans after CreekCom then, big guy? Like immediately, let's go immediately after.
Immediately after, I will have the time to do what I want, right?
What do you
want to
do?
Be
a little nasty?
I want to have some time to wheel some girls, to be honest.
TBH?
Oh my God.
Yes.
Plural? Girls?
You know what? If the one comes along, Tanisha, I am down for that too. But at this point, I will take anything.
You heard it, ladies. You heard it here first. Michael Contamanis will take anything especially, at this point.
Especially if they have an old lady name. He goes only for old lady old. Named girls.
Really? Yeah, that's...
You know, names like Gertrude.
And what?
Why?
It's true. I dated a Margaret once.
Ethel?
Ethel's perfect.
What about Betty?
Ruth.
Betty. Agnes. Beatrice.
Doreen.
All of the...
Gladys.
My grandma's name's Doreen. Shout out to my grandma.
All of these names are just perfect for Mike.
Get some going. Okay, so other than trying to get laid after graduation, like, are you going to like start freelancing? Are you going to try to get a job somewhere? Are you going to take the summer off?
Get laid.
Shit, I haven't thought that far yet.
Honestly, it's just I don't even have time. Like, I deleted Tinder the other week because, well, I don't even text anybody on it and I barely go on it and I don't have time. Like, it takes effort to try to get with girls.
That's why you lock.
That's good.
That's why you lock them down in the summer.
If it took no. Oh my God.
Shout out to Kate.
Shout out to Kate. Kate's one of the good ones.
Chained to my couch in my basement. Shout out.
That's awful.
No, I'm just kidding.
What were you saying? It's a good thing?
Yeah, because if they were easy, then
right,
wouldn't that be a problem too?
Well,
depends what he's looking for.
I don't think that's going to be an issue for Michael.
Don't look
oh
at me.
Oh my gosh, Ryan.
Rye guy.
You're horrible, Ryan.
You sexist. Well,
why would you invite these people on the show?
Mike's the only single one here, so we gotta play to his strengths, you know?
His strength of being alone.
It's not what I said, but... Okay, so you don't have any work plans?
Yeah, I'm going to get a job. I'll start applying places.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Jacob, probably an ad agency, probably creative department.
Because
copywriter?
Michael is majoring in advertising and Josh is majoring in PR. So we got two different perspectives here.
That's correct.
And what do you want to do, Josh?
I want to do, ideally, like a first job out of CreekCom would be just some sort of...
Porn star.
Well, not
oh
that.
My God.
Bell Knox.
Something with a pro sports team doing like social media or something.
Well, yeah,
like that.
And that's you're already doing social media.
And yeah.
Yeah, nice. You should tell everyone.
I do social media for the CFL, and I help out with Blue Bomber stuff as well.
It's true. If you ever seen that big poster of a guy with a blue mustache and blue hair, that's Josh Kerr.
Bomber Stadium.
You're hearing his voice right now.
I'm famous.
And you recently got the opportunity, or do you already have the job to do social media at the Grey Cup?
I was asked to help out doing social media at the Grey Cup, and I most likely will end up doing it, but haven't decided for sure yet.
That's cool. Kate's volunteering there.
Why wouldn't you want to?
I just don't know if the timing's going to work out with school, because it's a full weekend that I need, so I got to make sure that it's a weekend that I won't have stuff going on for school, and I shouldn't, because it's next weekend.
Oh, you'll make it happen.
So
yeah,
it'll most likely happen, which would be very cool.
So you're good. I would just say hell yeah.
Yeah, because that's great for your portfolio if you did that. So.
But I always say yes and then figure out the details.
That's
later.
What I normally do. I just didn't want to say yes and then find out, oh, we have this huge thing that I got to do. I told them I'd give my answer by tomorrow morning. And so I'm probably a yes.
But just do it.
I will, most likely.
Nashqua, plans, go.
I'm gonna work on behalf of canola farmers.
And you're locking that down.
Yeah.
You like it?
I do. The perks are really good. The people are amazing. The money is not the greatest.
Oh, you're starting out, right?
Yeah, but I'm gonna see if I'll get a raise because I would be there a year in May.
Yeah. Plus, you have a degree.
Yeah.
To go along with it, which will pretty much require them to give you a raise. I feel like.
Yeah, and then my boss is helping me move into a different area. and kind of take on bigger projects. So hopefully that will mean more money.
Exciting. Yeah. How exciting is writing about canola regularly, though? I feel like I'd get sick of that.
Here's the thing.
A lot of oil.
It's about food. It's not really about canola. It's about recipes and food that use canola oil.
Oh, okay.
And you then know, you throw like in your cookies, key messages, you know. That
cakes.
Where is this again?
Fried foods.
Manitoba canola growers.
Mm. Obviously.
Mm. Mm. I also wrote about like wheat over the winter or summer.
Did you? For who?
Canadian International Grain Institute.
Oh, you guys have like gang
who
wars
was
here.
About that? Yeah. Somebody was telling me that they applied for a job and didn't get
canola versus grain.
Because somebody else got it and that's where it was.
It's really so weird that you guys are so interested in grains. I find that weird.
What?
Yes.
You guys are like, oh, God, just I love a nice canola.
How's the grain life going? Weird. Oh, weird. Not as good as
I thought it was kind of boring, to be honest. It's not like my thing at all.
Your boss might hear this. It. You shouldn't
but
say
But maybe because like, okay, so next week, Thursday, we're doing a baking event. So I helped plan it. I'm going to run some workshops and we're baking. Every person who comes, 30 people, are baking 126 cookies each.
Damn.
And squares and stuff.
How much canola oil does that take?
And they all use canola. I don't know.
It's a lot of canola oil. Mm-hmm. Good thing you have an in with the...
with the farmers? With the
canola people.
The farmers
canola
actually
is like
pay me.
The number one export.
Really?
Agricultural export of Manitoba by far.
I could have sworn it was Slurpees.
And it's Canadian.
Oh.
Nailed it. Slurpee I'm a comedian. I know it's funny. So.
yuck.
Ryan, what about you? What are you doing with your life?
I would like to travel a bit more before I lock myself down. So I'm going to try.
Really?
I'm going to try to do some freelancing, maybe some like weddings or some family photos, that kind of stuff to get some easy cash, and then
before traveling. I was gonna say, how do you have the money to do it?
Oh yeah, I know. I'll do that during the summer because
money for trivia night, but he has money to go travel.
I don't, Joshua. You're not listening to me. Anyways,
Joshua.
If I do some freelancing, I'll make enough money to travel, and then I can take my camera traveling and do some more photography out there, and then have that in my portfolio. And like my ideal job after would probably be a traveling videographer.
Okay, but if you find the right job, like where I work now, everybody that works there takes almost 10 weeks of holidays.
Yeah, but I don't want to get a job, like get a potential career job and then say, but I want this summer off to go travel. You know what I mean? Like I want to be a really good employee.
Bad. I don't think it's bad. Just be honest.
Well, you know, but if I do freelancing, then I'm on my own schedule, right?
Yeah. I also think some employers may, if two people are going for the same job, one says, yeah, I'm in, I want to do it. When can I get started? And the other one says, yeah, I want to get started, but 2 months in, I want to take off 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think they're
going
to take the other one.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hurt. Do you know what I'm saying?
It could. Because
when I got hired, I said to you in the summertime, I'm going away for 2 weeks. Don't know when, but it's going to happen. I'm like, oh, that's fine. And then all of August, everybody was on holidays, so it didn't matter.
Then you fell into a lucky situation. But I think in a lot of cases...
Especially with 75 or not 75, but 50 people coming out of one program trying to get, you know, a few jobs.
Mm-hmm. The ones that are going to be here are going to be the ones that are going to get it.
I don't think it hurts. Especially if it's like a part-time or an entry-level job, then
yeah,
people can pick up your, you know, if I'm gone for 2 weeks, there's somebody else in the office who can pick up my work.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I don't know.
Well, I do want to travel. That's my main thing. Because
where do you want
to
go?
I want to go to Southeast Europe, like Greece and that area.
You should go. Greece is great.
And I'd also like
that's
to...
That's where you're from, hey?
Isn't Europe kind of scary now?
Europe's always scary.
You mean because of terrorism?
Yeah.
That's you, been you there the whole time. That. And it's also...
The Europeans are listening.
It's an issue that's been going on. Like, this isn't the first attack, one that happened in France. It's the most high-profile one in recent memory, but it's something that always happens in... Other
can't
places
live your life in fear.
are super
okay,
safe.
Okay, but Sanj and I wanted to go to Paris when we graduate, and I just don't know if I'm down to go to Paris when I graduate.
So then go somewhere else. I've been to Israel twice now, and most people or people who aren't Jewish or people who haven't been to Israel before are terrified to go there because there's often wars going on in Israel. Mm-hmm. But that's in small areas. The place is so beautiful, and it's what's shown in the media in bad times like those really doesn't give a good picture about what the country's like as a whole.
Yeah, that's what you got to be careful about, the media skewing things.
Yeah, like Israel was great the two times I went. There were some conflicts going on while I was there. I wasn't near them. I wasn't affected by them. And it really, you being there, you get to see a whole different aspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Israel.
The Paris thing is different. The Paris thing is, it's awful, and it's a full country worth of like something bad going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, that's also something that's going to pass.
Yeah, that was kind of just like out of nowhere. You know but what I mean?
It could escalate into something.
Paris,
more,
didn't they do airstrikes on them?
Yeah, so right it could become so something more.
That, yeah.
But if that's the case, is Paris really the only place you want to go?
What about London?
I think I want to go to New Zealand.
That's expensive. So then that'd be super
really
cool,
expensive,
though.
But that'd be cool.
Did you guys see that new Justin Bieber video?
No.
Which one?
Is it in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Exactly. That's my
next I've never
point.
Seen Lord of the Rings.
Well,
isn't Game of Thrones also filmed there?
Some of it, I think.
Probably. Yeah, it's got multiple
well,
settings.
Well, watch
but yeah.
the Justin Bieber
it's
music
in Scotland,
video.
Scotland and New Zealand. And
Hello,
I'm Scottish.
Some parts of like Dorne is in Spain and things like that too. Yeah.
Hello.
Okay.
Do you know what I really wanted to do? I wanted to be an au pair.
Yeah, you were looking at that.
Like a nanny?
Yeah. For like 3 months in, I don't know, New Zealand.
I think Rhea used to do something like that.
Yeah. She did. The only thing is you get paid really shitty.
Yeah, you do.
So it's like you just go there for the free living. That's why you go.
Essentially, yeah.
Basically, yes.
Essentially, basically, yes.
Basically.
But I thought that you would like at least make enough money to...
More or less.
I feel like...
Give or take a few.
I feel like what they put on that website might not be completely accurate because I feel like the kids you're looking after are going to be incredibly rich families.
Well, they put like the bare minimum, like because some certain countries have standards for au pairs, but it's like, I don't know, $300 every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
which is like
that's butt kiss, bub kiss.
No, that's Dick Butt Kiss, the football player. Ah. Different person.
Ah.
I don't know. Not down. 80s not for legend. $300.
It's a great football player.
Great linebacker of the 80s.
Great linebacker for those Chicago the Bears of
okay.
the 80s.
Okay, guys. career. What's your dream career in the communications industry, Michael?
Well, Michael. It starts probably at an ad agency. I don't know if it's my dream career. It's like so much of it you're discovering probably as you get your career. And it seems like there's a high turnover rate for everything. Everybody seems to be changing jobs every 2 years.
Yeah.
This is the scariest part of graduating, I think, is that I'm going to have to be constantly updating my resume, constantly updating my portfolio because I'm going to need a new job in a year.
Communications industry, baby.
Okay, wait a second, Mike. I thought you took engineering.
That was part of it. I only got halfway through that. And I worked for engineers.
So you're half an engineer.
Correct.
You're full Englishman.
Full Englishman, mm-hmm. half an engineer,
and 3/4 of a communicator.
Yeah,
wow,
you're so eclectic.
And he's still single.
Ladies, still single. I don't even know how it's possible, but like 7-1-2-7-6-4.
And aspiring novelist.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's not really the part. You asked me what my dream communications job was, but that's my dream job.
So. Author.
Yeah, just like author.
Just being really? The Stephen King of his time.
Like of a novel.
Yeah.
He wants
novels.
To be a literature.
just one novel. Want to make it big with one.
You want to be a playwright?
Well, ideally, I write a novel and then they pick it up for a movie because it's just fucking great. But
what? Yeah, I thought you were into
that
film.
That is quite the dream.
I do like film too. Filmmaking is great, but I think I'm just going to keep that one as a hobby because I don't think I'm good enough yet for that.
Why don't you get the joint degree with U of W and take the performance cluster?
Do you really think he wants to stay in school longer?
Yeah, I'm 28 and I'm just about done with
28
this.
Looking for ladies. Yeah. No more school.
The theater girls are something else.
You're reaching that marriage age.
Theater girls are freaks.
I don't care about
they
marriage.
They are kind of weird, yeah.
You're Teddy, close, you're shout close. Out to Teddy.
Are you getting married?
I said I don't care about marriage.
So marriage is on the horizon for you is what you're saying.
You don't care about marriage?
You really want to start going down this institution of marriage path?
Let's
I mean,
go.
I don't care about it. It's not important to me. If it was important to the person I was with, yeah, fine, whatever. Doesn't uh-huh. matter to me.
Okay. Would you make her propose?
No. If I knew she wanted to propose, I would do it.
Just to piss her off?
What if she proposed to you?
That's a great way to start off.
What if she proposed to you at a Jets game on the Jumbotron?
Like, do I think that's too cliche? Like,
would you say yes?
Depends who she is.
Yeah, I don't know. Like...
If it was a female me, because you know how we're like soulmates.
Didn't he give you a hard seven last time?
Oh, my gosh.
Or soft seven?
Yeah, but personality's
no, tough. No, you gave him a soft seven. I gave him a hard seven.
Yeah, Mike was actually pretty nice.
And Ryan has yet to get a haircut since that last time we spoke.
To answer your question, female you, so if your sister proposed to me, yeah, I'd say yes. Come on. You guys look the same.
You come do on, look the same.
Dude,
you look the
same. You have to bring my sister into
You guys
this.
Have the cute little dimples.
Josh, what do you want to do for your career? ideally.
I'd like to be a director of communication somewhere. Cool. Dealing with media, that sort of stuff.
So for a sports team.
Sports related.
Sports related would be cool.
Arizona Cardinals?
I was thinking this morning on the way to school, actually, that being like that for like EA Sports would be dope because I could get all the Maddens
That'd
for free.
That'd be so dope.
It's in the game.
Although I hate EA. But that's a different topic.
Madden's a phenomenal game.
You hate EA Sports or EA Games?
Yeah. There's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference.
EA Games.
Yeah. Okay, because EA Sports you can't hate on.
Harry Potter games are trash.
It is literally impossible.
Madden runs a monopoly on football games now.
Right.
Because and they get worse, progressively worse. They have not been as good as the ones from 2003, 4, or 5.
2005 with Ray Lewis on the cover is the best Madden game of all time.
It's very good.
However, recent ones are all right. It's not like they're bad games.
They don't, but it's like anything. They have nothing, no one to compete with. So what's the point of improving the game? They just keep coming out with new games that is with gimmicky things.
That's
and
true.
No improvements.
It's the same with NHL.
So then maybe we should go into the video game business, you and me.
Bring back Blitz the League.
There's Blitz. There's NFL Game Day.
Madden has a deal with the NFLPA that has the players' rights, and that's why.
So
they
we
have,
won't. So we won't call it NFL. We'll call it the MNFL, the made up.
It but people like playing. People like playing with the players. That's why.
Yeah. So we would. It would be like bomb Trady instead of Tom Brady. Like it would
throws
be,
bombs.
Yeah. Exactly. Just like stuff like that.
We've totally derailed this. We're sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
Tanisha, career.
I have another.
Nope.
Oh.
Ideal career. We're still going. We're limping through this question.
I would love to be some type of project manager for some awesome place and just plan parties.
You want to be a party planner?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Parties and events and that kind of stuff.
Like J-Lo really in that movie? Isn't she
the wedding planner?
Oh, that's the wedding.
Maybe not. Maybe not that.
Would the canola place offer you a job like that?
Do they have a job boss, like because I'm technically a project assistant. Mm-hmm. So if my boss ever retires and they need a replacement, I would.
So if something ever happens to your boss.
Yo, if you guys ever went, if you went back to 18 years old and you got out of high school, would you do things over differently? Would you be still go into CRECOM and all that stuff?
I wish I never took the joint degree program. Mm-hmm. I wish I never went to UW for 3 years.
But you'd still want to be in CRECOM and be a communicator? Mm-hmm. Are there other things like, oh, you know what? Maybe astronaut was for me.
You know what? I took.
Whoa.
No. I took one semester of Matt athletic Damon. Therapy. Well, I guess kinesiology, but I wanted to be an athletic therapist. And then I took a science class and I was like, better not, because I didn't do very well.
You became English.
Honestly,
for a minute.
I can see you doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd be good at it, but that science shit is hard. I don't know.
I feel like you'd be good in science.
No.
I think communication's where you should be.
Where I should be?
Yeah, you're a good public speaker. You're a very articulate
you're so
speaker.
Kind.
Well.
Thanks, Rai.
It's true.
I just said you'd be good in science. I thought you were good.
I think you can do anything you set your mind to.
I think you're the greatest at everything.
Okay, Ryan, what do you want to do? Radio?
Actually,
I think you'd be good at radio.
You got a face for it.
Thanks. Radio is actually radio has really grown on me second year, but I still don't think it would be a good career for me. It's too inconsistent.
Yeah.
With job market, and I don't want to bounce around to job to job and
communications, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
but
lot.
Radio is like the hardest place to like solidify a job for
it,
sure.
Is it? I don't even know.
No, remember Dan said for young people it's good, but for old people it's bad.
Yeah, but I'd want to be on air, so that would be like
you would be on.
You
air.
Get tossed around like salad.
You'd Whoa. Be on. You'd be on air solid for 3 years, and then you might get fired.
Says who?
Dan.
Okay. Well. Maybe, but no, I want to be like my ideal job would be being a reporter or a cameraman for Vice News or something like that, where I can travel the world and like
nice.
Do really cool stories. Like I wouldn't really want to work CBC like local news because I'm not into like that kind of stuff. No. But if it's like super cool traveling, like getting into like crazy stories, like if you know what Vice News is, stuff like that, or even like National Geographic, like nature photographer.
That'd be sweet.
Stuff like that. Anywhere I can, if I can travel, but then I don't know how I'm gonna ever have a family if I do that. But
how do you get into something?
Cross
like that
bridge when I get there. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm gonna contact Vice News and be like, hey, if I ever wanted to work for you guys, what would you need from me?
Yeah, like.
But I think I would probably have to work in local news for a bit just to get a professional portfolio. Yeah. With that kind of stuff.
But you can do television. Television's way more fun than, like, I don't know, shooting.
Yeah, television's kind of like, I don't know. I kind of like hands-on, like, gritty, like, running up to stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose phone is buzzing?
That's me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why are you so giggly?
Mike, what was that question you asked? I like that question. If you could go back, right?
Right. If you could go back in time. 18 years old, I mean, for most, I think it was for you guys 18 years old when you pretty much decided CRECOM, or 19
yeah.
or so?
Yeah,
I decided 18. At mm-hmm. 20.
So, yeah, 18, okay, pretty 19. Much at the beginning of your education, and right now we're pretty much almost at the end. If you could go back in time and change your decision and become something else that you're not right now, would you? Or what? And what would it be if it was?
Am I going?
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I tried university. And like right after graduation, I went into university and I kind of was forced into it by my parents, and I got out of there immediately because it was already overwhelming for me. And I feel like working 2 years full time, like made me more accustomed to college life because college is basically full time. Mm-hmm. Whereas university is like, hey, come in for one class that you don't even have to come to and then write this five page essay by this date. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's not, they don't push you. And then I looked on Red River for... like through all the courses, and I saw CRECOM, and I got into it originally because I wanted to be in radio, but then I don't think I want to be in radio anymore. But I think I like where I am. Mm-hmm. I like the communication industry. I think I've always liked talking to people and communicating, so it's my shit.
I would love to be an Oprah.
An Oprah? An
Oprah?
So, I don't know if you can Oprah. Be an Oprah.
Wasn't she a weather lady? Oprah.
But be like Oprah. Could so you like imagine just, if I was the next Oprah?
You just
want to
start your own
honestly,
TV show?
Honestly, I see you more of as like a Tyra Banks.
Why can't she be a white talk show person?
Regis.
She reminds me of Regis.
Because she's Mexican.
Ellen?
Can't you see?
Ellen.
No. Like Oprah, like giving away cars and shit.
Yeah. Like Dr. Drew.
What?
No, don't know Dr. Drew?
I don't want to be Dr. Drew talking to 16 and... pregnant people.
What about celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew?
It's true.
It's great.
No, you
great
think show. I could do that?
Maybe.
No.
You think Oprah doesn't do stuff like that?
Yeah. Josh, answer that question.
The going back one?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
It's a very good question. I don't think I would necessarily change things. I like that I went to U of W for 2 years. I got into CRECOM right out of high school and deferred it for a couple of years. And I like that decision because it, like you said, university isn't really much, but it's a step in between high school and how our program is now being.
You have to be very self-motivated.
No, I think it's the opposite for you.
I think it was a very good step. Well, it could be different for me because I went to a private school.
Stylistically, it's different.
So I went from being in a private school where I knew everybody to going to U of W where I
Glansburg.
Got this new experience. I was alone all the time. Yeah, I was a Steven Glansburg. I it was a new experience for me, and it helped me grow up a bit, and then and it helped prepare me for where I am today. So I'm happy with how I've done it.
I took so many classes for scholarships, I guess, but I had a full course load. And then I went to university, I went to school Tuesday, Thursday, 9 to 5, worked full time.
Yeah.
But then I went to, and then like, but having still so much time to myself and then going to, like, I think the workload in high school is comparable to the workload in CRECOM, but the workload in university doesn't compare, I don't think.
I would compare CRECOM to nothing. I think CRECOM is by itself.
Yeah,
you know the long days, like
in high school.
I had long days.
Grade 12 in high school, I had afternoons off every day.
I don't think I did a single thing in high school. And I took calculus, physics, chemistry. I did nothing.
My grade 11, really? 12 years, I did nothing.
I had full days, a lot of homework, like very comparable to Cre-Com. And then in university, I had just 2 days, and then you write your paper the night before that is due, yeah. And then that's it. Like, very university was like.
I think you might be on an island.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know if anyone else in Cre-Com would say the same.
I would never correlate high school with Cre-Com.
But, like, maybe not, like, not the same work. You mean just being there all day? The long days, and then the homework after, you know what I'm saying? Like, university was.
I had a 9 to 9 day at UW.
Pardon?
I had a 9 in the morning till 9 at night day.
But probably only 2 days a week.
That one was just one day a week, but I was at school. Like, I didn't have days off.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe I just had the perfect schedule. I had so much time.
When I went to university, I took full course load, like, going right in. And that's why I got scared.
I took 4.
And ran away.
I took 4. Last year, I took 5. I don't know.
Mike, you answered the question. You asked it.
Yeah. Just before that, university, in my opinion, was much harder than Cre-Com. Not workload-wise. Really? Just conceptually, like the stuff that you had to know was on a, like, it's just on a different level. Cre-Com is a lot practical stuff. It's like, write this kind of thing, and this is the strategy behind it. Like, I'm like, okay. And then you see it in action. It's very easy to understand. But it's... Like, you do it, there's just so much of it that's the hard part of Cre-Com.
Yeah.
It's being able to manage it.
And maybe, I think I had that same feeling in high school.
That's weird. Yeah. So I did nothing in high school. Out with 80s.
My grade 12
I did well in high school, but it was, like it was work. I didn't just do well.
I took my sciences a year early. So, like, I finished grade 12 sciences in grade 11, and so I had nothing in grade 12. Like, yeah.
But all the classes I took in grade 12 were extra. Like, I graduated with, I think, like, an extra 4 or something credits.
Whoa, keener.
But just to get scholarships, like, I took, what did I take? What do you call that one with the baby?
Family studies. I took family studies.
But is that really a course?
That's what gets you scholarships.
I took foods.
I understand that's what gets you scholarships, but is that work? Like, you sit in class and talk about families.
I took foods, and all you did was make apple crumble.
You learn a lot about yourself. It's very deep.
Apple crumble. You guys take foods class?
No. Nope. I took cooking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, such a money class.
In grade 8, I took cooking, and we learned how to make...
Did you make apple crumble?
We did.
You mean apple crisp?
Well, it depends what you call it.
Same thing. We made that. We made...
Betty Crocker over there.
We made cookies.
Weed brownies?
Nope. Everybody
at my high school made weed brownies.
At school? For class? Yeah. What?
In cooking class.
You go to school in Holly Grove or what?
Were they
just in Transcona.
Tested on these brownies?
Pardon?
Did they give them to teachers?
No.
Oh, that's no fun.
They cooked a secret batch.
Mike, question, answer, go. 18, redo it? Would you?
I mean, how many times have I stopped?
Talking to the mic, please.
How many times have I stopped, you know, I mean, there was engineering, I dropped out of that, and there was... English, I finished that, but
so you should know, like, would you rather have stuck with one of those?
I did stick with English. I got all the way. You know what? And I could have been a professor. I got accepted for my master's, and I ditched that to come to Cre-Com.
You should be a professor.
No, I don't know if I'm cut out for teaching.
I don't. I can never picture you as a professor. No offense.
I feel like I would
take advantage of my status and my power.
Yeah. You'd be the creepy professor. You're staying after class, Missy. Yeah.
Giving everyone D's.
Penis.
I don't know what I would have done. You know, so maybe I know I dropped out of engineering, but I have a natural aptitude for sciences as opposed to writing.
Well, obviously, would you do like fitness? You described stuff? It as a natural aptitude. You must be good at science. No one else talks like that.
What's an aptitude? What's a natural?
Okay, Mike, why wouldn't you do bodybuilding and, like, I don't know, that kind of stuff?
Like, you mean
like
workout?
Like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Be a trainer or be, like, I don't know.
Oh, I mean, I guess I...
Be a strong guy.
Just be a strong guy?
Just be strong.
For a living? Be strong for a living?
Be professionally strong for a living.
Just, like, lift houses and stuff.
Hey, what do you do? I'm buff.
I'm a human tow truck.
Because, like, that's how I got to athletic therapy. Played soccer since I was, I don't know, so young. So good at it. And then why not just be an athletic therapist?
Like, bodybuilders, though, they're all on gear and... They look disgusting. They're freaks.
I think Mike like stays tennis, in shape. I don't know. Mike stays in shape because he likes to. I don't think
John Cena started out as a bodybuilder.
John Cena. Hmm.
So did Hulk Hogan. John Cena.
Yeah, I guess something science related. You know, I know I said astronaut earlier.
It would be cool, wouldn't it?
It'd be so great. Matt Damon.
even working like the science behind space and things like that, like astronomy.
Astronomy's cool.
All kinds of things NASA related.
Cool. That stuff,
especially
just
because NASA
me,
is going towards science related stuff, and they're letting private companies like SpaceX take over the space exploration. I'd like to work on the science stuff behind that kind of thing.
Would you ever go to space?
Yeah, I would go to space. I consider the Mars One trip, the one-way ticket to Mars. I wanted to sign up there. I'd want to sign up for that.
You die here too, Tanisha.
You die alone everywhere.
Well, that's depressing.
Teardrop.
No, I think that'd be super cool. It'd feel like, yeah, just. But I chickened out. You know.
Gosh. I think it'd be so cool.
I don't have like the credentials to sign up for something like that either. They wouldn't have taken me.
What about Major League Gaming?
Oh yeah, that'd be sweet, but that only lasts like 10 years tops.
Then you definitely die alone.
I have a friend who's in Major League Gaming.
I don't think the same stigmas revolve around gaming like you think they used to.
My friend goes to
tournaments. Cool?
Gamers are dope.
My friend goes to tournaments that the purse is $5 million if you win. $5 million.
That's pretty sweet. What does he play?
Halo.
I can't remember where. I think it's in Japan. People go and watch other people play video
games. Yeah,
they
have a TV channel.
It's everywhere. Yeah. I'm on it right now.
Yeah, Mike.
That's your homepage.
That's why I said that, because I can see Mike looking up video games right now.
That's so weird.
I was watching
video games.
Okay, I have an article here that talks about college degrees.
Okay.
And it says the 10 lowest paying college degree you can get.
Pure.
Please don't have communications in there.
It's funny because there's something on there that'll make you cry.
Media production?
Advertising.
Something like that. Okay, so the first one is animal science, which is strange because I thought that they get paid really well.
Like vets?
Or vet techs?
Yeah.
Veterans.
Animal biology, anatomy, physiology.
No, I think my friend's in that and she gets paid shit.
Really? It says 31,000.
That's shit.
Like starting out?
Yeah. No.
Like tops?
I'll be pissed.
It said
if I don't make more
high
than
career
30,
salary is 52,
like 40,000 off the bat.
That's average.
Okay, social work 32, which is surprising. Again, I thought social workers got paid well.
Good ones.
I don't know.
No.
I think that's just the longer you stay.
Honestly, and I think there's so many of them, I don't even know.
So diluted.
But don't they need more?
Do they?
That's why it's like you need like a 3.8 to get into social work.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
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 I don't know.
Maybe it's just
wrong.
Me. I feel like I'm really dumbass in social work.
Okay, child development and psychology. And so what does that person do? Counselor? Child development?
Like a guidance counselor?
Could be.
Supported by their families in the public, with a bachelor's degree. Social work, education, or research. And they say the mid to end career salaries go to 52.
Ooh. For education?
That's depressing. For child development and psychology.
Okay, next.
Theological and... can't say this, but Bible studies, pretty much.
Bible studies?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people. I know a lot of people with like Bible studies or a degree in theology or whatever, and they don't really do anything with it.
I mean, you could be a pastor, maybe.
I guess so.
But they say 32,000.
Preach.
And they say mid-career pay for this major is 47.
Preach.
Where are these numbers coming from?
Some article.
Read it.
Is it like a viable
what's the
source
website?
Or is it like
college.usatoday.com.
So USA Today.
I guess.
Go on, though. Don't ignore John.
Five.
Well, because if this was coming from a blog, it was like...
Yeah, she could be making the numbers up.
joeathome.blogspot.com. I might not believe it.
Nope.
Is that an actual blog?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm an improv guy now.
Okay,
anyway,
keep going.
Number five. Human development, family studies, and related services.
These all seem very related so far.
It seems
so
like the same job
time and time
again. Don't
do anything with children or families.
Yeah, fuck families.
Yeah. So that's 32,000. Culinary arts, that one doesn't surprise me.
So chef.
Shout out to Red River Culinary Building.
Yeah, they fed me over the last year and a half.
Good food.
Yeah, they make real good food.
I don't care if they don't get paid any money. They know how to make
their
food.
Their chicken and waffle sandwich is so good.
We've only had it once now.
TDF.
I want it again.
TDF.
I went there the other day.
Hey guys, number
when
seven
you guys
is a big
didn't,
deal.
When you guys didn't show up for
number
lunch
seven?
The other day.
Number seven's a big deal.
Please be journalist.
Radio, television, and digital communication.
Ah, dagger.
Digital communication.
And hold on, but what? But what's going in that?
Okay.
Because there's so many jobs within that. A major in radio,
television, or digital communications will have students learning how to operate audio, video recording, editing equipment, as well as mastering and crafts of storytelling and presenting facts to an audience. Pro.
Yeah, so media production major.
Well, that's broadcast journalism.
So Tanisha and Ryan. Studies will take
Communication, journalism, media, and marketing. And that's funny because that's all I'm taking right now.
So the struggle. Basically, the hosts of the struggle.
Will be struggling before, during, and after school.
Okay, when you're director of communications for the Rods.
The St. James Rods.
It says a few are lucky to make it big.
I'm sure you'll be rolling in the fucking dough.
The Rods. Did you hear that one? Yeah. Oh, Tanisha heard it too. Don't worry.
Anyways. Number 6. That was depressing. I don't want to talk about this.
We're actually on number 8.
Yeah, we're on number 8.
That's a great line, Ryan. Well done.
Okay, parks, recreation, parks and leisure studies.
Good job.
So, bird watcher?
That would be fun, though.
Ornithologist, philatelist, philanthropist.
If I could work with April Ludgate for $38,000, I would.
I don't know what that means.
They say they work in hotels. Is that right?
Bird watchers?
Where are advertisers and PR people?
Yeah, where does it say communications professionals?
Number 9, education.
Wait, you're going backwards. You're going backwards.
Yeah.
I just said 8 and 9.
Yeah, she's gone backwards for the first 9. We can't turn around now.
Oh, you started at 1?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, okay, never mind. Keep going.
I don't know.
This is anti-hype for a radio stream. But
reverse countdown. Everyone tuned out after the number 1. Yeah. It's like, oh, I already know.
Because the salary's not getting... Oh, I guess it is getting lower. Sorry. Anyway, education. I thought teachers start off at 50.
I know a lot of people with education degrees that are struggling to be teachers right now, and they're going back to school for different things.
There's too many of them. That's why. Nobody's retiring.
There's too many of them. And yeah.
I have 24 missed text messages from Josh Kerr, who's in the room across from me, and I'm talking to him right now. Unbelievable.
They're not only from me.
There's 2 from Mike.
You guys are a bunch of mean girls, probably talking shit about me in front of me.
Not even. We're talking about going to have burgers after.
Okay, listen. We're going to do Why Did I Buy That?
Okay. Anyway, number 10 is behavioral science.
No,
we're not on the list.
Nailed it.
Yeah. How much does behavioral science make?
33.
This list is like, we could be at like 34 though.
Fine, I'm gonna search how much money will I make on Google.
Go on though, Tanish.
We're gonna do Why Did I Buy That now. Yeah.
While you guys are doing that, BuzzFeed is gonna guess how much money I will make, and I'll let you guys know.
Can I just say here I have the 10 highest paying majors, and they all have engineering at the end of them. So Mike.
Way to go, bud.
Computer, mechanical, aerospace, electrical, chemical, mining.
You know what? Another thing about engineering is, and I guess this is what I've been accustomed to because I've worked there for 8 years, is people stay there their whole lives. 25 years, engineer, very common. Like, they're all there. I know all these people, 8 years now. They've been there the whole time. They've got some new people, but they're still there too. And that's what is kind of nice about that. It's reliable. There's consistency. It's not for me. It's so boring.
I believe it. Sounds boring. Why did I buy that? Yeah.
Ugh, why did I buy that?
Okay, who wants to go first? Mike, you probably made a dumb purchase this week.
Yeah, yesterday I bought 3 taquitos from 7-Eleven.
They're good.
They're so good.
The buffalo chicken ones are so good.
No way, man. Monterey Jack chicken.
Oh my God, so good.
No way, man.
They have delicious taquitos.
2 of them are great. I won't lie to you. 2 of them were great. They were nice and moist. 3
is too much.
The third one was...
I think that might just be from overconsumption, though. The third one never tastes as good as the first 2.
Not where I'm going with this. It's it was
baby toe.
It had been there for a while. Let's just say that it had gotten really weird and hard and almost just uneatable.
Unedible.
Yes.
English major.
Unedible.
BuzzFeed says I'm going to make $200,000 a year. By the way,
don't. It isn't. Unedible.
Unedible. Inedible.
Inedible. Fuck. Okay, we're both wrong. J. Kerr, dumb purchase. Actually, Mike, you should probably say Call of Duty was a bad purchase because you don't need that in your life right now.
No, when did you buy it? I bought it a week ago.
And you're gaming hard.
I'm gaming pretty hard, and I'm pretty good at a game.
He's prestige.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm almost second prestige, guys.
J. Kerr, dumb purchase. Go.
Come back to me.
Nashqua, go.
Take a guess. I bought a shirt. I buy a shirt once a week.
You say that every week?
Yep. Except for one time it was a fur vest, not a shirt.
Oh, shit.
But I bought a shirt to match the fur vest.
Oh, but you made you one bad purchase to make up for another bad purchase, and they're just still both bad purchases.
Yeah. But can I just say that retail therapy is amazing? Like, when I shop and I buy something that looks good, I'm like, I just feel better about life.
Yeah, but why?
That's what they've convinced you.
No, that's how I feel.
Yes, they've convinced you to feel that way.
They?
The man, the advertisers of the world, just...
No. Haven't you seen School of Rock?
Media.
Guys.
Gotta stick it to the mud.
It makes
us
feel amazing.
Okay.
I don't care. I don't care if somebody made me feel that way. I feel that
this
way.
This is what they...
Bitches need blouses,
they
bro.
They need... Yeah. Like consumers to feel this way. This is like the bad part of consumerism.
Why?
Just be aware, Denise.
J. Kerr, dumb purchase.
I got a dog recently. He wasn't the dumb purchase.
No, I was gonna say.
You fucking dick. We got him a toy that he hates. I guess that would be it. I don't buy things. My family. I don't buy things ever. Aside from food, I don't really get things. Like I
smart with your money.
What was the latest Madden? That was a dumb purchase.
I haven't gotten Madden. I haven't gotten the last two Maddens. I'm still playing two Maddens ago. Oh, okay. Dumbest purchase. Just remembered it. Shrek 3, the video game.
Ooh.
Thought it was going to be.
Wait. Is this supposed to be in the last week?
This was a couple months ago, but I bought Shrek 3 because I was like, oh, man, it's going to be a great game. And it was so bad.
What made you think that was going to be a good game?
Because the Toy Story video games are unbelievable.
True.
And so I assumed that other animated film video games would be great.
Did you ever play the Toy Story skateboarding game?
No.
Do you guys ever play Spyro?
Yes.
I loved Spyro. Mm. How about Mario Kart?
Mario Kart.
Guys,
original
you should
play for Super Nintendo. It's the best one.
N64. Super Nintendo. Who has it? I used to have one, but it broke. Mm. So we threw it away.
Mm, sad day. Mm-hmm. Dumb purchase for me is going to be tonight when I spend money on food and beer at King's Head.
Does that mean you're coming?
Yes.
$100 tab?
Funds were sent from Bank of Montreal. And
oh, my God.
Thank you, Gwen.
We're good to go.
You know what? I want to just amend Ryan's because he said he had $40 the other day.
And I filled my gas tank up, which means I have zero.
Dumb purchase of the week.
Yeah.
Gas. Why do you need gas?
So my car isn't stuck at A&W and pull apart.
Do you still drive halfway to school?
Yeah. Otherwise, I have a paperweight and not a car if I don't drive it every day.
Yeah, it was a nice paperweight.
Thanks,
man. Put a lot of paper under that paperweight.
Car insurance. That's a waste.
Appreciate
every month.
It.
That's true.
Okay, closing points. Mike, go. Graduation. Future.
Man, I just want chicks.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Josh?
Sorry, what was the question?
Mike wants chicks. Like, what's your final statement that you want the listeners to know about graduation, future ambitions?
Girls, I will have money when I graduate because
I'm half an engineer, baby.
I will have a job.
Still make more than media pros with a half an engineer degree.
You don't have to know what you want to do right when you graduate.
That's true.
That was mine.
Fuck.
You have time to think.
Take your time. Graduate. Enjoy your graduation. Worry about growing up later.
Question. Is graduation a big deal?
No.
Do we do anything?
We have a service thing. We go up and get our thing, shake hands with people.
Do we have a safe grad?
Oh, I'm sure there'll be drinks. Drinks will happen. Mike's house.
Safe grad won't even matter because everybody's over 18.
Yeah.
So everyone can buy the alcohol.
And no one's passing their IPPs, so I'm just kidding.
So no one's graduating.
Could you imagine if zero people passed?
No, that's not going to happen. Stop saying that. What was your final point? Is graduation important? That's kind of negative.
Graduation is important.
Yes, graduate.
Life is a whole bunch of trial and error. So try,
deep.
Make mistakes,
and
fix that.
I didn't realize we had to get deep at the end of the show. I just said the first thing that came to my mind about graduation.
Like, last time you were on the show, you did a huge speech at the end.
I'm not going to finish it the same way I finished it last time.
Okay, I'll finish
I'm
then.
Unpredictable, baby.
I'll finish. I just want everyone to realize that graduation is only the beginning. Not the end. So don't get too caught up in graduating and then forget that you have to plan a career after. start preparing for a future job before you graduate, so when you do, you're ready to go. And on the other side of that, you can take breaks, like Jaker says, after you graduate, because you worked hard to get there, and tweet yourself.
Have a bag of Skittles.
Did you say tweet yourself?
Treat.
He tried to be cute and cuddly.
Treat yourself.
And this is the last episode of The Struggle this semester, so I just want to thank everyone.
Is it coming back next semester?
It may.
Interesting.
I'm going to give it a soft no, because I feel like we're going to be busy with other stuff, and it's not mandatory.
I'll be less busy next semester.
So it's a no.
We'll see. You guys will know first.
Is it optional?
Next semester it is.
Oh.
But yeah, I just want to thank everyone who listened this semester. We appreciate all the listeners, and it's fun to do when you know people are listening, so thanks for doing that. And, of course, remember that the struggle is real.
Everybody together, but you're not alone.
There you go.
I've listened to the show before.
Bye, guys.